This is Express FM.
Supported by Portsmouth College.
Cannon now to Curtis. Curtis might get a chance to get a shot on goal. He does hit it off the post. Cannon, oh, terrible first touch. And it's back in Eastwood's hands. Ronan Curtis for Portsmouth. Curtis shoots. And Ronan Curtis scores. And Portsmouth have the lead in the playoff. He's up towards the penalty area, trying to take on Burgess. Coming in field. Brown shot. And he scored. Equaliser for Oxford. Sent Alex Bass the wrong way. And Oxford have drawn level before half-time. Harness shot. And scores. Marcus Harness breaks the deadlock. This is one for Bass. And Bass and Harrison get in the way of each other. Has that crossed the line? Referee looks at his watch. Goal line technology gives the goal. Brannigan steps up. And he scored. And Oxford are heading to Wembley. And Portsmouth's season is over.
It was heartbreak for Pompey in 2020, falling once again at the semi-final stage of the League One playoffs. They had the chance to start again in the summer, with Kenny Jackett leading the Blues for a fourth season. Tonight we'll be taking a listen to the extended highlights of the Blues' 2020-2021 campaign as they bid to reach the Championship for the first time since their relegation in 2012. I will be joined after by my Pompey Live colleagues Liam Howells and Ryan Stillwell to analyse Pompey's season and also reveal the Express FM goal of the season, as chosen by you. So sit tight and enjoy the show. You're listening to Express FM, and for the final time this season, a very warm welcome to the Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
After a long summer of uncertainty and an anxious wait to start the campaign, Pompey finally took to the grass on August 29th. Stevenage were the hosts as the Blues began the season in Carabao Cup action, round one taking place behind closed doors at the Lamex Stadium.
And now the referee will blow the whistle. And you hear that little burst of excitement from the players. That's what we're used to hearing if you play Sunday League football. You get everyone trying to D themselves up.
Mistake from Ragan. Chance for Stevenage, and they've scored, and the flag isn't going to go up. And Portsmouth are behind. Only 9 minutes in. It's Stevenage 1, Portsmouth 0. It's a horror goal. Challenge coming in. Stevenage still coming into the area. Another chance. 2-0. Curtis in the area. Curtis onto his right foot. Shoots into the bottom corner. Ronan Curtis has pulled one back for Portsmouth. And Portsmouth have their first goal of the season. Pompey get it half away, still there on the ground. Shot from Cuthbert is in, and Stevenage have got a third goal. It's another piece of sloppy defending from Pompey. Evans steps up, scores, sends the goalkeeper the wrong way. Cummings went to his left. Evans dragged the ball to his right. Curtis turns it round the corner. Marquis in the box. What a goal! Wonderful finish from John Marquis into the top corner. They've levelled the matchup. Stevenage 3, Portsmouth 3. We will have a penalty shootout. Lee Brown steps up and drills it into the corner. It's a great penalty. Now Portsmouth have a 3-1 lead after three penalties each. So the scenario for Ben Coker is pretty simple. He must score or Portsmouth are into the second round. Coker steps up, saved again! A hat-trick of save for Craig McGilvery, and Portsmouth have won 3-1 on penalties.
And then came the return of football at Fratton with the EFL Trophy.
And Harness with a chance, loose ball in the box, and it falls for the goalkeeper. And Shamal George gratefully picks it up. Chance for Marcus Harness, shot, goal. Good strike from Marcus Harness. He drives it low past the goalkeeper. Oh, Harness is onside into the box. Harness chance for a second. Harness finishes, beating the goalkeeper. Colchester claiming the offside flag. Should have gone up, it didn't. It's Portsmouth 2, Colchester 0.
In for the Blues in their first game of the group stages before league action finally made its comeback, though there wasn't much to shout about in Pompey's opening two matches of the season, recording back-to-back goalless draws either side of a 4-0 thrashing at Brighton in the Carabao Cup.
Good afternoon. The opening match of a new league season would usually bring a huge buzz to the whole city of Portsmouth. Not today. Traffic was light and Fratton Park is, of course, empty. It already feels like the strangest of seasons, and it's only just beginning. But for all the odd circumstances, there is still the usual optimism you'd find with Pompey yet again, one of the favourites for the League One title after two campaigns which ended in agonising playoff defeat. Right-footed outswinger to come from Wally towards the edge of the six-yard box. Header on goal, off the post, loose in the penalty area, and it's put horribly wide by Evans Lendell. It was a difficult chance, but very much a centre-half finish in the six-yard box, and Pompey get away with one. Lipped in to Naylor's header off the bar and over. That's as close as Portsmouth have come all game, and it is finished. Portsmouth 0, Shrewsbury 0. It is Portsmouth against Premier League opposition tonight in the League Cup second round, and the chance to cause a notable upset as they look to knock out a Brighton side who have made numerous changes. What can he do standing up to the far post? Great chance and the opening goal for Brighton, created by Yakambash. Yakambash for Brighton. Yakambash, what a goal! Drills it into the roof of the net. Might put it out, swinging to come for Tomta to defend. The edge of the six-yard box and they don't defend it. It's headed into the back of the net by Bernardo. Yakerish trying to turn and get the shot away, and he's done that, and he's scored. And Victor Yakerish has got his first goal for Brighton. Portsmouth's EFL Cup run comes to an end. They've been outclassed by a Premier League opponent. It's a real chance for Marcus Harness. To Marquez, he's put it wide. What an opportunity. Pompey gifted a chance and they've blown it. And it comes from Brown. Under the crossbar, Bazoumas, he drops it in the goal. He has, and the goal's given, is it? Is it a free kick or a goal?
Free kick.
It's a free kick. Possession up to just over 54% for Pompey. They've had 19 shots, but only four of them have been on target.
We built up a good head of steam in the second half and got on top. Couldn't quite get the touch that we needed or the finish that we needed to some very good balls in the box and crosses. I did feel that there was a goal or goals there for us today, and unfortunately we couldn't get any.
Wigan Athletic and Burton Albion served as the next two challenges for Pompey, whose season continued to stutter, collecting just 3 points from the next two games.
Loose on the edge of the area, shot on goal, blocked by Watmore, still there, it's going to go in the net, and Wigan have scored. Wigan lining this one up, it's a shot on goal, it is into the net! Wigan have a second! Williams knocked it down. Marcus did use a hand. Harrison has put the ball in the back of the net. It's Portsmouth 1, Wigan 2. Here we go. And Burton get us underway. Jacobs with a good chance for Pompey. The challenge comes in. Harness into the net. And Portsmouth are ahead. Inside 90 seconds. Hemmings to shoot. Blocked on the line by Naylor. Aikens and into the net off Tom Naylor. What more with more defending to do? Ball into the near post. It's deflected off a Pompey defender. And it's another own goal from Tom Naylor. Deep to the far post. Harrison back into the danger area. Loose ball. Backheel from Harness. It's into the bottom corner. Harrison lurking. Loose ball. Jack Watmore turns it in. Portsmouth lead. Watmore from a yard out. Curtis to the feet of Harness. A quick turn in the penalty area. Marcus Harness. What a magnificent way to seal a hat-trick. Wonderful quick footwork. And then a brilliant finish. Dinking the ball over the goalkeeper. It's Burton 2. Portsmouth 4.
The rest of October saw Kenny Jackett's side claim 12 points from a possible 18 in the league, but not before dispatching Southend at Roots Hall in the EFL Trophy.
Minoga in the penalty area goes down. That must be a penalty kick. And it is. He got between ball and man. He was clearly tripped. And Portsmouth have the opportunity to take the lead. Marquis steps up with his right foot and scores, rolling it into the bottom corner. Curtis middle of the pitch. Curtis shoots from distance, deflects it into the net. Wicked deflection off Richard Taylor gave the goalkeeper absolutely no chance. Curtis shoots from distance, finds the bottom corner. Second goal of the game for Ronan Curtis. Portsmouth have beaten Southend United by 3-0. They are through to the knockout stages of the EFL Trophy. Here we go. Portsmouth looking to make it back-to-back league wins and win a game here for the first time in League One this season. Lee Brown to take a left-footed in-swinger. MK Don's marking zonally with six black shirts in the six-yard box. This lofted to the far post. Naylor's header off the bar and in. Portsmouth have the lead. Inside 90 seconds for the second consecutive week. Morris wins a header. Thompson on the edge of the area. It's loose. Oh, that's a really clumsy challenge from Bren Morris. And MK Dons have a penalty. And it's Scott Fraser against McGilvery. Long run-up, dummies, and then sends McGilvery the wrong way and equalises for MK Dons. And a penalty kick has been awarded to Portsmouth. It's Ellis Harrison against Nichols. Harrison steps up and scores. Ellis Harrison has re-established Portsmouth's lead. It's Portsmouth 2, MK Dons 1. Josh Sims running at Raggett. Square ball, chance for James. Shot on goal into the net. And Doncaster have scored.
It finished here. Pompey 0, Doncaster 1. Manager Kenny Jackett wasn't too pleased with the performance and result.
In many ways, there's a lot of things that we did today better than we've done in other games, but we didn't find that cutting edge. And ultimately then, with the one goal down the other end, it's cost us.
Up next, an away trip to Priestfield to take on Gillingham.
Marquis outside the penalty area for Portsmouth. Marquis into the bottom corner. Jacobs has only got one defender to beat, breaking into the area. Can he get the shot away? Jacobs, he can, and he'll score his first Portsmouth goal. Gillingham 0, Portsmouth 2.
Jacobs has got an overlap and Harness in the area with a great chance and a goal. Portsmouth have the lead inside 6 minutes. Marcus Harness scores at the Stadium of Light.
Sunderland trying to break into the penalty area, succeeding, and it's pulled back and there's a chance for an equaliser, and Sunderland have it. Charlie White tapping in from inside the 6 yard box. Cheaply win possession, hard the pitch and a break into the penalty area. It's a great chance for Portsmouth and the ball's in the back of the net,
and John Marquis has re-established the lead.
And Williams is onside and Williams goes to ground
and it'll be a penalty kick to Portsmouth.
And Marquis with the chance to make this game safe for Portsmouth. Hands on hips, John Marquis, whistle blows. Marquis strikes it and scores, sends the goalkeeper the wrong way.
Portsmouth are 3-1 up at the Stadium of Light.
That will do, and Portsmouth have their most significant victory of the season, and possibly their best performance of the season.
It just gives the players so much belief in themselves and so much confidence, because up until today, Sunderland had only conceded one goal. You know, we scored three today, and there could have been more, especially in the first half. So they performed very well now in two away games, and the belief and confidence that that brings, hopefully we should get a confident display full of belief on Tuesday night.
Williams cuts inside for Portsmouth, the left-footed shot is palmed away by Mitchell and then turned back into the net by John Marquis. To the box, header from Curtis, wonderful save, rebound into the net. John Marquis makes it two. Curtis, can he play Marquis in? He'll shoot himself and Ronan Curtis will score, rolling it into the bottom corner.
Cannon is the penalty area, Cannon to the near post, Harness's header is into the net.
Portsmouth 4, Northampton 0.
Ball into the penalty area, run by Martson, across the face of goal and into the net.
Charlton have scored.
Cross in towards the far post, Anike the target,
and Anike's headed it into the back of the net and ended this one as a contest. It's Portsmouth 0, Charlton 2.
November began with a trip to Sinsel Bank.
Marquis to shoot on his left foot, cuts back on his right. Can he get the effort away? He can, and he'll score. And John Marquis is back in the goals again.
Harness, left foot ball into the middle, looking for Marquis, who heads it into the net,
and Portsmouth double their lead. Great chance for three, and this time it is in the net, and Ronan Curtis has made it 3-0 to Portsmouth.
Harry Anderson, the substitute, chips it to the far post. Good delivery and a header into the net.
Tom Hopper has pulled one back for Lincoln. Lincoln 1, Portsmouth 3.
Before the Blues then travel to Portman Road to take on Ipswich in the first round of the FA Cup.
Curtis, shot on goal, and it's into the back of the net. I think it's come back off the goalkeeper, off the post, and it's just trickled over the line where it just sat there before anyone from Ipswich could try and scoop it out. Naylor to hit it, and it's into the net. It took a deflection, but Tom Naylor's strike has found its way into the bottom corner.
It's nodded down, looking for Sears. Loose in the penalty area. Great chance for Nolan, and he scored. Ipswich have pulled one back. Oh, and there's a real chance here for Norwood. He's in for Ipswich. Norwood has scored. We're all level here at Portman Road. The score is Ipswich Town 2, Portsmouth 2. And what both teams have got, extra time. Lost it into the area. A glanced on, and it's going to go in the back of the net. But is it offside?
No, the flag stays down. And I think Sean Raggett's going to claim the goal. He must have been offside.
Portsmouth have taken the lead. It's Ipswich 2, Portsmouth 3. And this could be dangerous because Newville's in the area for Plymouth. And Newville shoots across the face of goal. It deflects and it's gone in. Headed back in.
Oh, that hit of Plymouth hand. It has. Penalty. Penalty to Portsmouth.
Pressure on Marquis, looking for 9 for the season. He'll step up, right-footed. Marquis scores, finds the bottom corner. It'll be hit by Naylor and into the back of the net. Ball comes in towards the far post. It's over McGilvery. He's headed back down. Is it into the net? It is. And Plymouth have equalised. McGilvery couldn't reach the ball to the far post. It's finished here at Home Park. Plymouth 2, Portsmouth 2. Pompey have it through Marquis. Curtis in the area. Curtis is shot. He scuffed it, but it's in the net. Oh, and poor touch from Beckles. Gives it to Curtis. Curtis in the penalty area. Curtis for Portsmouth round the goalkeeper and in the net. Portsmouth have their second. Naylor from the edge of the box. He's got 2 and 2. Can he make it 3 and 3? He can. Tom Naylor with his left foot from 20 yards out. It's a Portsmouth throw and Curtis is in the area. And Curtis' shot is saved. And Marquis puts it into the bar and then into the net.
And Lee Brown, as it hit his hand, the referee says yes.
From that distance, really.
And gives a penalty kick to Crewe.
As Finney steps up and scores, sends McGilvery the wrong way. Portsmouth 4, Crewe 1. Curtis goes into the penalty area. Raggett's header is into the back of the net. Curtis is back defending. Ball into the penalty area. Great chance for Aguiar. Great challenge from Watmore. No. Referee says penalty. Gorin, hands on hips. Stood on the edge of the penalty area. He'll step up, right-footed and score.
10 for Gilbury the wrong way, and it's Portsmouth 1, Oxford 1.
The Blues then welcomes non-league Kings Lynn Town to Fratton Park for the round 2 of the FA Cup.
Ball comes in now from Prince to the edge of the 6-yard box. A header from Nicolaisen is into the back of the net. It comes through to Williams. Naylor's shot. Oh, what a goal! What a strike from Tom Naylor. You can't stop him scoring. There's nothing the keeper can do about that. It's straight in the top corner. And it comes high, deep towards the far post. Header is into the net from Raggett. Harrison plays it for Harness in the box. Harness, will he get the shot away? He will, and he'll score. Left-footed effort from Marcus Harness. Drills it into the bottom corner. And they've got a man over here. Shot to come in on goal and into the back of the net. And Kings Lynn have themselves a consolation. Oh, is that hit the near
That's
post?
A penalty.
Hit the goalkeeper. Penalty given. Pring was taken out as he took the cross or sent it in. And Portsmouth will have the chance to make it 5. Harrison looking for goal number 3 of the season. He'll step up right-footed and score, sending the goalkeeper the wrong way. Hawula's popped up. He's one-on-one with Barrows, and he's going to take him on and come into the penalty area. And Hawula wants to shoot. What a goal! Magnificent strike from Jordy Hawula. Portsmouth 6, Kings Lynn 1.
December played host to 5 league matches with a trip to Cheltenham in the knockout stages of the EFL Trophy thrown in there too.
Loose and fired into the back of the net. Yates leaves it. Anderson smashes it in. And Portsmouth hit on the counter-attack and Blackpool have the lead 18 minutes into the second half. And that is the final act of what is a bitterly disappointing night for Portsmouth at Bloomfield Road. They've lost by a goal to nil. As the cheer you can hear as Portsmouth are welcomed onto the pitch by the 2,000 fans inside Fratton Park. What a joy it is to hear that noise and the Pompey chimes once more. And it comes to the far post. Watmore's header is into the net! Hannah might hit this from distance, instead lays it for Naylor. He will hit this from here and he'll score a brilliant goal! Naylor again! That is magnificent! Johnson Clark-Harris, surely fouled by Sean Raggett. It doesn't matter. You can hear the cheers as the final whistle goes at Fratton Park. Portsmouth have beaten Peterborough United by 2-0. Minoga, will he shoot with his left foot? He will, and he'll score! Minoga's first senior goal! Looking for Stanley at the far post, nods it down. Hawula scores! 2-0 Portsmouth. Hawula's in the area here. Jordy Hawula, shot across goal into the net! Straight through the goalkeeper, Flinders. Portsmouth have beaten Cheltenham Town by 3-0, and they are through to the third round of the Papa John's Trophy. Ball into Ipswich penalty area, and it's put into the back of the net! And it's Brian Williams! Curtis is underneath it, nodded down. Williams with a chance for another, and he's got it! 2.5 for Ryan Williams! The boos are unmistakable at the final whistle. Portsmouth have been far too good for Ipswich this afternoon and have beaten them by 2-0.
Fleetwood then came down to PO4 to play out a 0-0 draw in front of 2,000 Blues fans before Jackett took his side to the KCOM Stadium for what would turn out to be Pompey's final game of 2020.
Right hand in the air, sends that in towards the far post. Raggett attacks it, he's got into the back of the net! Is the goal going to count? Raggett isn't sure. It looks like it has been given. What's the referee going to say? There's a player down on the ground. Raggett clearly caught his head as he swung his leg at the ball, but the referee's saying there's no foul and Portsmouth have taken the lead inside 6 minutes at the KCOM Stadium. Into the Portsmouth penalty area. Oh, terrible mistake from Naylor. Wilkes shoots. Great block. Loose in the area and Pring falls to the ground. Is fouled. Hull are not happy with that decision and Portsmouth dodge a bullet there that was trouble of their own making. Right-footed delivery is a good one towards the far post and it's loose in the penalty area and is it going to be cleared off the line? No, it's in! Portsmouth have scored. Marcus is going to claim it, but I think it might be another own goal. And Portsmouth are top of League One for the first time in nearly 2 years. They've knocked Hull City off top spot by beating them 2-0 here at the KCOM Stadium.
Yeah, it's great, and for the players, they should be very pleased with what they've produced so far this season. They should gain in confidence, but as well as that, look forward and don't look back, and look forward to the games ahead.
Pompey ended the year top of League One, having had their games against Swindon and Bristol Rovers postponed due to a number of positive COVID cases detected within the squad. Join us again in just a few moments' time for part two as we take a listen to the second half of the Blues campaign.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
After 2 weeks out of action, Pompey kickstarted 2021 with a trip to Ashton Gate. They started the year with an FA Cup tie against Bristol City.
Nice break forward from Bristol City. Here's Jeju outside the area. Jeju chance and into the back of the net. And Bristol City have taken the lead. First sniff of goal for Femara Jeju. There's nothing Craig McGilvery can do on that one. He's moved it onto his left foot and he's really just stroked it powerfully into the corner. It's Portsmouth 0, Bristol City 1. Cannon down the left-hand side for Portsmouth, 20 yards out, trying to barrel his way through. Harness trying to set Cannon in the box. Late chance for Pompey, pulls it back. Callum Johnson into the back of the net. And Portsmouth are level on the stroke of half-time. It's Bristol City 1, Portsmouth 1. Now City with possession outside the area. Martin trying to work it to Jeju Martin to get the shot on goal. And it's a great strike and into the net. Chris Martin has found the top corner and has given Bristol City the lead with just 7.5 minutes remaining. He's had a quiet game, but he smashed in his fourth of the season. As time slowly ticks away, the final chance to lift it in towards the penalty area, towards the edge of the box. Can't win the flick on. Loose ball to be picked up by Harness on the right. Needs to get the delivery right. He hasn't got long. Tries a right foot across into a dangerous area. It's free to Hawula at the back post. Hooked back. Watmore with the header. On target. Loose in the 6-yard box. Hawula. Great save, Bentley. And that is the final action of the game. The full-time whistle goes. It's Bristol City who prevail by 2-1. Well, Pompey back in action just over 48 hours since they last were, losing in the FA Cup to Bristol City on Sunday, albeit a pretty impressive performance against the Championship side. Ward trying to take on Rue and playing a 1-2 to get round him, and he's done that, and he pulls it back in the area. Touch in there from Stuart White. Shot comes in, and Peterborough score. Pompey couldn't get their lines clear, and Jack Taylor has his sixth of the season. It's a sloppy goal for Portsmouth to concede. Clark Harris is there. Dembele could be a dark horse. Clark Harris left foot strikes it into the net. Lovely free kick. Nothing Turnbull can do about that one. Powerfully struck over the wall. And Peterborough have doubled their lead. It's Peterborough 2, Portsmouth 0. Peterborough already got one goal from a set piece. This one whipped in towards the near post. Helped on loose. And it's found its way into the back of the net. And Peterborough have made it 3 on the stroke of half-time. It's Peterborough come forward in the space down the left-hand side and Butler's going to get there and a Bolton in the area and ball across the face of goal and a great chance for a fourth. And they've got it. It's tapped into the net by Siriki Dembele and it will be struck left-footed low into the corner underneath the wall that jumped over the ball. And Peterborough have themselves a fifth goal.
Great shot
from Harrison and a goal and Portsmouth have pulled back a consolation. The most muted of celebrations you'll ever see from Ellis Harrison as the final whistle goes at London Road and Portsmouth are out of the EFL Trophy. They've been beaten by Peterborough by 5-1.
It was the perfect start to the new year for Pompey when it came to the most important competition of them all, League One. John Marquis did well to get on the end of Ryan Williams' perfectly placed cross to open the scoring in the first half.
Tries a cross into the box, dangerous area, and a header from Marquis is into the back of the net. And with Portsmouth's first meaningful attack, they have taken the lead.
Pompey held their lead and managed to grind out a big win on the road. That's 5 clean sheets in a row now for the Blues in the league. It finished Fleetwood Town 0, Pompey 1.
Now can Johnson cross this first time? Callum Johnson into the middle looking for Williams' header. It's going to go into the back of the net. And John Marquis has forced it over the line. It's Portsmouth 1, AFC Wimbledon 0. Marquis to Williams and Portsmouth could be in here. Williams is left footed shot. What a brilliant goal. Magnificent strike from Ryan Williams. His first at Fratton Park this season. Pompey double the lead in some style. It's Portsmouth 2, AFC Wimbledon 0. Portsmouth with the 2-goal lead heading towards the interval and Brown steps over it. Jacobs with his right foot towards the far post. Good delivery, header into the net and Portsmouth make it 3. Curtis has set Ben Close away down the right hand side. Close is waiting for support. He'll shoot himself. What a goal from Ben Close. A wonderful strike. Portsmouth have beaten AFC Wimbledon by 4-0. It's going to be a left-footed in-swinging delivery. No, it's not. It's a right footer from Honeyman. Lovely error. Header saved. And Watmore has put the ball in his own net. McGilvery palmed it out to hit the shins of Watmore. And Hull have taken the lead from a set piece. 23 minutes gone. Portsmouth 0, Hull 1.
Raggett's down with header. Falls to Keane Lewis Potter, who drives towards the penalty area. Danger here for Portsmouth. Ball pulled back. Great chance for Wilkes. Challenge from Watmore. Still there. Shot. Cleared off the line by Raggett. And then forced into the net by Honeyman. Pompey couldn't get it away. And George Honeyman has his third of the season. And now a lovely ball in behind to Coyle. Coyle across the face of goal. It's three. I'm not sure it's gone off Watmore again. It might be another own goal. McGuinness has been dropped recently. Gets a wonderful shot from distance and finds the bottom corner. And McGuinness makes it 4-0 to Hull City.
And that result pushes the Blues down to fourth place. Now 3 points off the Tigers and Tuesday night's opponents Lincoln in the automatic places. It ended in defeat for Kenny Jackett's men after a run of 6 league matches unbeaten. Pompey 0, Hull City 4.
Lincoln will be getting us underway. They'll go from right to left in this first half, kicking towards the Fratton end. Portsmouth going from left to right as we are underway here at Fratton Park. And it's a really good run from Lincoln. And then diving in on halfway was Jack Watmore. And Lincoln are adamant he's gone over the top of the ball here. And a straight red card for Jack Watmore. And Watmore can't quite believe he's been sent off. It's a chance for Johnson to get a shot away. It's left to Grant. Grant keeps the ball moving. Ayoma's inside the penalty area, going round Curtis, cross to the far post. Nobody there for Lincoln. Still, they might be able to force it in, and they have done. And Lincoln have scored. And it's the substitute, Morgan Rogers, who puts it into the corner of the net. But the full-time whistle has gone here at Fratton Park, and Lincoln City have beaten Portsmouth by a goal to nil.
There's plenty of the season to go. Look forward. Try to get it right. Realise that we have set standards that have been higher of what we've done in the last two games. And then look forward, you know, with a positive outlook towards Charlton.
Cannon goes one way than the other, then leaves it for Naylor. Naylor plays into the box. Shot is into the net, and Portsmouth have the lead. And Michael Jacobs has scored. Right-footed in swinger to come to the edge of the six-yard box. And the header is into the back of the net, and Charlton are level. It's Jaden Stockley against his former club, and Portsmouth's lead lasts just 6 minutes of the second half. It's Charlton 1, Portsmouth 1. Towards the far post, header there and into the net, and Pompey are ahead again. Tom Naylor. Naylor with his seventh of the season, rising at the back post, and Charlton equalising from a set piece, and Portsmouth. And loose on the edge of the box, won by Cannon. Shoots, great goal, fantastic from Andy Cannon. His play in this match has deserved that.
We saw it through. We defended fantastically well. We showed terrific spirit. But Roll was looking to try to improve. But overall, I thought it was a deserved victory, a very spirited one, and some excellent goals as well. Very, very good quality.
Pompey in their huddle away to our left. They'll go from left to right towards the Milton end in this first half. And we are ready to get things underway. Plymouth will kick us off. And we are underway. Portsmouth against Plymouth in League One. And Ennis crosses into the box, and it's loose for Camara. Can he get the shot away? Great from Raggett. Jeff Court, he scored, and the flag stays down. And Pompey cannot believe how Luke Jeffcott could have been onside, but the flag stays down, and it's Portsmouth 0, Plymouth 1. And Cannon's trying to get back, and Ennis has got two to aim for at the far post, and it's going to be a tap-in, and Plymouth have doubled their lead. Jeff Court has made it safe for the Pilgrims. As the ball looking for Curtis is going to be shielded behind, and Curtis, no, Curtis keeps it in. There's a chance for Curtis. Curtis to shoot. Curtis to score. Ronan Curtis pulls one back with 5 minutes to go. A firm pass to Harness. Cross to the danger area. Raggett! What a header! Is it Bolton or Raggett? They both went for it. And Bolton's got the final touch. And Portsmouth have turned it round and a level, and there's 3 minutes remaining. Portsmouth 2, Plymouth 2. Where did this come from?
Well, Pompey stay fourth in the table, and up next they welcome Swindon Town to the South Coast. It finished at Fratton Park. Pompey 2, Plymouth 2.
Credit to the players. When it looked like we'd get nothing out of the game, they found two goals. You know, we scored, I think, 86 and 87 minutes. And then for the remaining 6-7 minutes, had a good go of trying to get one more. And that's the way you need to finish games.
A bump in the road or something more serious? Portsmouth will be hoping to tonight prove that the past four matches are very much in the former as they look back to get back to winning ways and try and climb up towards those magical top two places in League One. Daniels to send it in. It's a good delivery, loose and put into the back of the net. And Portsmouth have the lead inside 8 minutes. And it's Ronan Curtis
on target for the second game running. Whistle blows. Ellis Harrison will strike it right-footed for Pompey and score down the middle. It is 2-0 to Portsmouth. And Ellis Harrison has his first league goal since October, his fifth of the season. It's Portsmouth 2, Swindon 0.
Results elsewhere saw the top two of Lincoln and Hull share a point. And although Peterborough were victorious, Doncaster Rovers lost to Fleetwood Town, meaning Pompey go up to fourth.
As we just keep winning our games and don't worry about anyone else in the league, and by the end we'll be up there or thereabouts.
Pompey trying to break into the penalty area. Now can Ryan Williams pull it back? He can, and John Marquis could put it in the back of the net. And Portsmouth have taken the lead. This could cause a problem for Portsmouth. The Bristol Rovers break in the area and they level it. Jonah Ayunga with his second of the season. Down the left-hand side with Leahy, who's run 50 yards without anything like a challenge, and a ball in towards the box is going to be hit goalwards and into the net, and a second for Ayunga. And Bristol Rovers have turned this around. Leahy against McGilvery to make it 3-1 to Bristol Rovers. Steps up and scores. Sends the goalkeeper the wrong way.
Kenny Jackett's side stay fourth in League One, and it finished at the Memorial Stadium. Bristol Rovers 3, Pompey 1.
And Blackpool immediately are going to send the ball long as Portsmouth look to try and return to winning ways after the disappointment of Tuesday night. Blackpool now breaking into the penalty area. Jerry Yates, what's Yates going to do? Tries to go around Raggett, gets a shot away and he scored! Jerry Yates drills it into the far corner.
Pompey needed a reaction after Tuesday night's disappointment on the road, and it was anything but a reaction as Blackpool came to town and stole all 3 points. An overall poor game from both sides, but Blackpool seized the opportunity to take all 3 points back to Lancashire. It finished Pompey 0, Blackpool 1.
Callum Johnson sends a cross into the penalty area. A header is into the back of the net. And Portsmouth have the lead. And it's Harvey White with his first goal for the club. The final whistle's gone. But Portsmouth have got there in the end. And it'll be Gillingham to get us underway, going from right to left as we look at things from our position at the back of the south stand. And it goes past O'Connor and wants to take on Ogilvie. What a run from Harness into the box. Can he deliver to the far post? He can, and Raggett scores! Lifted to the edge of the area where Raggett's header goes across more than anything. A huge risk from Brown, a terrible error, and Gillingham score.
A point shared at Fratton. It finished Pompey 1, Gillingham 1.
With Pompey in fourth place, Kenny Jackett had 16 games to keep the Blues in the playoff position and possibly even search for an automatic promotion place. The challenge next was Doncaster Rovers, a team themselves in form. However, they'd recently lost manager Darren Moore to Sheffield Wednesday of a championship. A draw in the last game meant the Blues really had to win this one, but Donny failed to read the script.
Left-footed ball early into the air. It's a good ball. It's a great chance for James, and he scored. Portsmouth concede, and it's James yet again against Portsmouth. Now is this an opportunity for Okunabiri? Goes round Watmore. Okunabiri scores from the tightest of angle, forces it over the head of Craig McGilvery. Marquis swivels, shoots, and finds the back of the net. And John Marquis has a goal for Portsmouth in the fourth minute of stoppage time. It's nothing more than a consolation.
You want to be up at the top and compete with the top boys, you've got to win on a regular basis. We are capable of putting that run together, and I do think we've got the players to put the type of run together that doesn't just hold our place but can close a gap.
Free kick coming up for Northampton. Is it going to be the right or the left of Mills? It's the right, but it's a wonderful strike, and it's into the back of the net, and it's Northampton who take the lead. Deep towards the back post, headed down into the net, and Watson's got another goal, and Northampton have doubled their lead. Left-footed in is going to come again. Once more it goes deep to the far post, and McGilvery falls down. Is it in the back of the net? It's cleared off the line. The decision is goal. Hoskins tries to chip him. It's a lovely effort, and it's in the net, and Northampton have got themselves a fourth, and Edmondson is the one who has helped it in. His first goal for Northampton.
We do feel we've got to do better than we have. Obviously a 4-1 loss on Saturday isn't, you know, where we want to be, and we're disappointed by that, and there's no greater opportunity anyway. Sunderland at home, live on the TV, to bounce back.
In it comes. This one towards the edge of the 6-yard box. Free header into the net. And Sunderland have scored. And Portsmouth find themselves behind with 12 minutes on the clock. Oh, Raggett's given it away. Chance for Sunderland. Chips over McGilvery into the back of the net. And the referee decides that enough is enough. And the full-time whistle has gone here at Fratton Park. And Portsmouth can have no real complaints. They've been beaten by Sunderland by 2-0.
Can the Blues create more history at Wembley?
Portsmouth have won the EFL trophy! Pandemonium in the Pompey end to our right! A wonderful moment!
It's finally time for the 2020 EFL trophy final. Pompey versus Salford City, almost a year in the making.
Marquis! Marquis!
Join us from 1:30 this Saturday afternoon on Express FM.
And that is the final whistle. We have played 120 minutes of the EFL Trophy Final 2020 and we are going to penalties. Portsmouth, time is running out in this shootout. Low for Salford. If he scores, they win. Low steps up and scores. It's into the top corner. And Salford City have beaten Portsmouth 4-2 on penalties. And they have won the EFL Trophy.
There was a lot of talk that Kenny had lost the proverbial dressing room. He never had. Ultimately, the manager pays the price when results are not good enough, but he's just one part of a big jigsaw puzzle. And, you know, the other pieces of the jigsaw need to look at themselves and make sure that they're doing their job properly.
The post-Kenny Jacket era begins for Portsmouth. And it comes towards the near post and McGilvery tries to palm it out and it's gone pretty much directly into his own goal.
That condemned Pompey to a fifth straight defeat. Next up, they take on Ipswich Town at Fratton Park.
And in the dugout for that game would be a new Blues manager. Daniel Stendel emerged as an early favourite, but the board instead opted to appoint Danny Cowley with his brother and assistant Nicky alongside him until the end of the season.
I don't think Mark or the board needed to sell the club to us. Obviously, it's a club with unbelievable football traditions, a real football city. We feel really proud and privileged to be here.
It's a new era against a team that will provide memories of the previous one. Danny Cowley on the touchline this afternoon as the new Portsmouth manager, Kenny Jackett's replacement, taking on the man who preceded him. There's very little time to turn things around. Just 12 matches as the Blues attempt to arrest a slide, which has seen them as an automatic promotion contender and then drop to 10th in the table. Even a playoff place looks far from straightforward from here. Bishop goes short in field and into the area. Norwood's got away from Raggett. It's a chance for Norwood and it's a goal for Ipswich. Whipped in towards the near post. Headed from Raggett into the net. Or is it Naylor? It's Naylor who's got it. And Portsmouth have got the equaliser. Curtis to pull it back into the middle. Nobody there. Harness arriving. Blocked. Harness again. Scores in the second attempt. And Marcus Harness has turned things around for Portsmouth. Portsmouth 2, Ipswich 1.
A new era, new manager, new ideas. And what a start. Pompey came from behind to beat Ipswich Town by 2-1. First time they've come back from behind to win in over 2 years.
You know, we're Portsmouth Football Club. Our ambition every week is to win, you know, and we will always set the team up to try to win.
As into the area, Johnson comes to Harness. Shot, goal, lovely strike from Marcus Harness. Harness lays it back close, standing up to the far post. Brown coming in. Brown to Marquis, who scores. Lee Brown lays it on a plate for John Marquis. He taps it into the back of the net. It's a good run from Ogbetta, and now it's opened up for him. He might have a shot from distance. He does and scores. And Shrewsbury have got a goal back, and it's a first ever senior goal for Nathaniel Ogbetta. Thought for a moment, did Jacobs want to try a shot from 50 yards out? Instead, he finds Harness across the edge of the area, and Williams puts it into the back of the net, and Porter have broken the deadlock. Curtis, edge of the penalty area, up against McShane. Left-footed shot into the bottom corner. It's Portsmouth 2, Rochdale 0. Loads of bodies in the penalty area. Newby across the face of goal and put in the back of the net by Beasley. And Rochdale have pulled one back and Portsmouth's clean sheet has gone.
There's loads to still work on and I actually see that as a real positive.
It's going to be Wigan who'll get us underway. Loose ball's picked up by Cannon and Cannon's first touch will be to drive towards the penalty area. He might want to hit one from here, Cannon. He does and it's a wonderful goal. What an impact for a substitute. Andy Cannon, he's been on the pitch for 30 seconds. And Portsmouth have won for the fourth consecutive game under the Cowleys. They've beaten Wigan by a goal to nil here at the DW Stadium.
After four consecutive wins under the new management, the Blues then went four games without a victory, dropping from fourth down to seventh and out of the playoffs.
This one towards the near post, it's into the six-yard box. What a save from McGilvery. Clean off the line, still there into the net. And Burton have taken the lead. It's laid off for a shot to come from distance. Oh, what a strike! What an effort from Joe Powell. It's bouncing around, a header's into the net. And Charlie Daniels has got his first Portsmouth goal. Portsmouth 1, Burton Albion 2. We are ready to get things underway. And John Marquis has a chance to put Portsmouth ahead. Whistle goes. Marquis against Jaskalainen. Marquis steps up and it's saved easily by Jaskalainen going to his left.
He doesn't even palm it out. He just grabs the ball to his stomach. And Marquis has missed a golden chance to give Portsmouth the lead. It's still 0-0. Full-time whistle goes. Darren Drysdale blows the whistle at Gresty Road. It's another point for Portsmouth, but it's two more drop as they look to try and secure themselves a place in the League One top six. They've drawn a blank. It's finished 0-0.
We're just looking to try to speed our play up. Sometimes we're making too many passes in our own half and we're not quite as purposeful as we would like to be. And we always want to get the control and the rhythm, but we want the rhythm to be a faster rhythm maybe than what it currently is at. And that's just work in progress and we're making steps every day.
Another poor result on the road for Pompey. MK Dons converted from the penalty spot to give them the only goal of the game.
Trying to take on Daniels, goes round and goes to the ground, and it's a penalty. Fraser stood on the edge of the area, skips to his right, steps forward left-footed and scores, sending McGilvery the wrong way.
Scott Fraser's spot kick was the only goal of the game, and Pompey did lose Jack Watmore's to a straight red in the second half as well. And a frustrating afternoon overall for Pompey. 1 point from three games. It finished here. MK Dons 1. Pompey nil.
We're a new group that's come together. We're playing in a different way than what the players have played before. And when you do have a new game idea, you know, it takes time to develop and to master. And we're in that process now, but we're enjoying it. We feel really positive about what is to come.
And Daniel's not sure with his touch in the penalty area. Payne once more to Pittman. Pittman, can he get the shot away? He'll try on his right foot. And Brett Pittman will score for Swindon. Here we go. Pittman against McGilvery. Shuffles in his run-up and then sends McGilvery the wrong way and makes it 2-0. Curtis in the area. Can Curtis finish with his second touch? He can! Finally, Portsmouth get on the score sheet. Cannon comes across with a good challenge at Smith in the area. Has he got the chance to get the shot away? He has! And Swindon have made it 3-1. And that's the final action. And Portsmouth have been beaten 3-1 by Swindon Town. Live League One football, the early kickoff. Portsmouth against Bristol Rovers. Both sides desperately needing a win. Lovely touch from Bard back to Curtis in the area. Curtis scores! A really well-worked Portsmouth goal. Seconds are over. They are back into the playoff places. They've beaten Bristol Rovers by a goal to nil. It's been a strange season, to say the least. But we've come to crunch time. Three matches left for Pompey to extend their campaign and Danny Cowley's spell as head coach and get themselves into the League One playoffs for the third consecutive year. Crossing the middle, and a header's into the net! And Accrington have scored! As there's a chance in the penalty area, and it's forced into the back of the net! And Accrington have got themselves a second! Marquis on the edge of the penalty area, shots initially saved, second go! And Marquis puts it into the back of the net! Too easy though, as Williams might be in the penalty area, and Williams goes round the keeper, and Williams has put the ball in the back of the net! It's loose in the box, shot on goal and in! And Portsmouth have done it! In added time! 3-2. Need to see this out. Lifted towards the far post. Great delivery. Loose in the penalty area. Shot on goal. Palmed away and into the net. McGilvery has palmed it against the shins of John Marquis.
Since Wednesday morning, it's been Project Wimbledon. We know it's going to be a really tough game. I think the informed team in the division, and they've been incredibly consistent for a long period now, so we know how tough the challenge will be.
The flag does go up on this occasion for Piggott, who puts the ball in the back of the net, and the goal is going to be given. Harness is going to chase a long ball down the right-hand side and break into the area. Good play from Harness. Can he pull it back? Across goal. It can't be finished initially by Marquis, but Curtis drills it home, and Portsmouth level a minute later. Brown in the area. Lee Brown. Lee Brown scores! First of the season for Lee Brown. Drills it into the bottom left corner. As Brown wins it back just outside the area. Brown into the box once more. Brown! Oh, what a brilliant goal! Ryan Williams is over the ball in the centre circle and gets this vital game in League One underway. Portsmouth against Accrington Stanley. Portsmouth win and they are in the promotion playoffs. They've got plenty of players forward here and there's a chance. Shot on goal is into the net and Accrington have taken the lead. It's Phillips, just his second of the season for Accrington. Portsmouth shell-shocked after a bright start. Midway through the first half, Portsmouth 0, Accrington 1. And there the final whistle goes. The referee has brought to an end Portsmouth's afternoon and their season. And Portsmouth have blown it. They've missed out on the chance of being in the League One playoffs. They've lost to Accrington Stanley by a goal to nil.
There you are then, the highlights of Pompey's season. The Blues finished 8th in League One. We go again. Stick around for the final part of the show here on the Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome back for the final part of the final Football Hour of the season. You've just heard the extended highlights of Pompey's season, which of course ended disappointingly on Sunday afternoon following that defeat at home to Accrington Stanley. I'm joined now by my Pompey Live colleagues, Liam Howes and Ryan Stilwell, to see off the 2020-2021 campaign and rein in the off-season. Liam, we finally got you on the Football Hour. Welcome. Should we try again? Liam, welcome.
Hello, can you hear
Hello.
Me now?
I don't know what happened there. We can hear you. It wouldn't wouldn't be the end of a season without a slight hiccup, would it?
I actually said, mate, I don't know if you did miss it. I asked if you can play the highlights again because I didn't hear them.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, shows you were paying attention, didn't it?
No, I'm only joking.
And Ryan
good to be here.
Ryan Stilwell, you're no stranger to what we do here. Great to have you back on, mate. I think Ryan's dropped out. Liam, what's going on, Jay? What is going on? This is absolutely carnage. You've only had 50 minutes to prepare. Right then. Okay, we'll try and get Ryan back. But what we'll do is we're going to start off by... we're going to actually find out something we've all been eagerly awaiting the result of. Even I don't know who's won this. Producer Mason has hidden it from me. I'll be finding out at the same time as you boys. Liam, are you ready?
I can't wait, mate.
Here it is, then. After nearly a week of voting, you have picked this as your Express FM goal of the season.
Pompey come down the left-hand side. Good ball down towards Curtis at the dead ball line. Pulls it back to the edge of the penalty area. It comes through to Williams. Naylor's shot. Oh, what a goal! What a strike from Tom Naylor. You can't stop him scoring. There's nothing the keeper can do about that. It's straight in the top corner. Pompey double their lead. It's Portsmouth 2, Kingsland 0.
Wow. There we have it. Liam Howes, Tom Naylor at home to Kingsland Town. That was my vote, wasn't it?
Oh, of course it was.
Yeah.
It was, look, in fairness, Jake, it was a cracking strike and it was one of many good goals that Naylor scored in the season. He went for a phase, didn't he? Every time he hit the ball, you know it was going in the back of the net. But sort of to the latter end of the season, that sort of changed. It was sort of like, please don't shoot, Tom. But yeah, worthy winner. I think Ryan's just jumped back up.
I think Ryan is back. Ryan Stilwell, welcome. You've just missed it. You've just missed the eagerly anticipated goal of the season announcement.
Oh, no. Who won?
Tom Naylor, mate, at home to Kingsland Town, top corner, postage stamp.
I think we might have all seen that one coming.
and Ryan, one of your picks was Ryan Williams against Wimbledon at Fratton Park back in January, correct?
It was, yes.
Well, not a single vote for that, nowhere near.
I didn't think it would get a nomination purely because it wasn't my first choice. I think one of my first choices was taken. The reason I did pick that goal, though, is it did have a little bit of everything. So there was it started with Pompey getting caught in a little bit of traffic at the halfway line. There was some nice little interplay to get them out of trouble. The ball goes about 30 yards into Marks's feet. It's a quick release out from his feet. He plays a simple 1 yard layoff one to Williams, who makes a surging 30 yard diagonal run towards the box and then curls it into the corner. In terms of what you like from a fast moving goal, that A gets you out of trouble, B finds the space, C has a player making a supporting run, which is something we always had issues with a proper number 10, is getting in close enough to the forward to actually support him. That goal just had a little bit of everything for me. So I understand it would never have been too popular, but in terms of what I like to see from a goal, there were just a nice few aesthetic things about it.
Now, earlier this afternoon, then moving on, the club announced the departure of Mark Catlin as chief executive. He will continue as a director, but his priorities now lie at the Topps company, also owned by the Tornanti company, of course. The Eisners swiftly replaced the departing Catlin, unveiling Andrew Cullen as the new CEO, bringing him in from MK Dons. Liam, we expected a big overhaul on the pitch, but it appears that we'll get one off it too.
I think you could probably say, Jake, well, yeah, like you had a statement, the obvious, yeah, it's from top to bottom, is it? Obviously manager, now CEO, and obviously players as well by the looks of it. But I think this would have been in the pipeline for longer than just a couple of days. But yeah, no one really saw it coming, did they? I mean, if you're going to ask me about the new guy, I haven't got a clue. I think the natural thing to do is to look on social media and look at the reaction of the former team that he's come from, MK Dons, and their fans seem to be little bit disappointed he's moving on. A few obviously sarcastic comments, as you can imagine, But yeah, looking forward to seeing, you know, fresh. It's a fresh start, Jake. Like I say, all around new management, new CEO. Now we wish all the best to Mark Catlin. He's, you know, he's had a tough run the last couple of years with, obviously this, especially this year with COVID keeping the club afloat. You know, I think he's done a great job in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think obviously going back to the days when he sort of first came in as a volunteer. During the torrid times that we're in, so you've got to give him credit there. He's done a fantastic job.
Most definitely.
One thing I'd just say quickly, Liam said he didn't know too much about Andrew Cullen. I do know that when he was at MK Dons, he did actually have a feature on something called Insider I Follow. So he would speak to, I think, the guys that did the I Follow for MK Dons on a periodic basis and talk about the current happenings at the club. So it's a bit similar to Mark Catlin in that he would give periodic updates to the fans of the club on a readily accessible public platform. So he isn't a CEO that goes into hiding. He's one of those that does actually communicate with the fans. So if people want someone who is fairly communicative and open and willing to talk to the fans, I think Cullen did demonstrate that at MK Dons, so hopefully that might be something that he can continue here.
And from what I've heard as well, Andrew Cullen was the one of the main guys in implementing the Papa John's shop underneath Stadium MK, the pizza shop. So
Jake's buzzing at that.
That could be something to look forward to. I'm all for that.
Jake will cut the ribbon to unveil the Papa John's South Stand at Fratton
Jake's,
Park.
Jake's first question to Cullen: can you open a KFC in the North Stand?
Anyway, before we end the season on banter, all in all, Liam, a disappointing campaign for the Blues. Eighth place finish in League One. The first team in near on 50 years to miss out on the playoffs, having led at Christmas. But plenty to look forward to in the summer.
Yeah, of course. It's a disappointing end. But I was listening to what you were saying to Ian earlier. I'm kind of, you know, secretly, I think we're all honest, we're quite glad we didn't go up this season because of the, you know, no fans being present. But yeah, disappointing end after what looked like, you know, we were flying at Christmas, like you say, Jack. But look, dust down, go again. New era, new management, new ideas. And looking forward to a proactive summer in the transfer window, looking forward to next season, which, fingers crossed, will be a full Fratton Park as well, because that's what we desperately missed all season. No fans. Hasn't been the same. So looking forward to the new season.
11 players out of contract in the summer. We can expect a big squad overhaul from Danny and Nicky Cowley, who have put pen to paper on a new permanent deal at Fratton Park. We'll have all of the news and updates live on our social media pages at ExpressFM on Twitter and at facebook.com/PompeyLive, as well as, of course, our website, expressfm.com. Ryan Stilwell, you've got precisely 33 seconds. Hopefully, we'll see fans return to Fratton Park next season, and that's the main thing we're all looking forward to.
Oh, absolutely. We can talk about our ambitions for the season past and the season coming, but the biggest thing has been empty Fratton Parks. It's been a shell of going to football games this season and experiencing it. And as we said a few days ago for the Accrington away game, we haven't celebrated many goals because without the fan base, without what makes a football club a football club, you can't really be too emotionally invested in it. So to see so many of my friends back at Fratton Park, my family back in Fratton Park, and the thousands of others, yeah, I absolutely cannot wait.
Absolutely perfect time. And lads, thank you both ever so much for coming on to the show tonight. Liam, Ryan, that is all we've got time for, not just this evening, but for the season as well. Thank you both, one, for your company tonight, albeit brief, and two, for your company throughout the campaign too on Pompey Live. Wishing you both a healthy and a fantastic summer. And I'm sure we can all agree, it's been an absolute privilege to cover the Blues up and down the country this season, especially with the majority of games being played behind closed doors. Well, that is it. The curtain comes down on another Pompey campaign, and unfortunately, another term which has ended in failure. But there is so much to look forward to next season. We look set to remain on track to come out of lockdown in June, fingers crossed. Fans are expected to file in again in August. The Cowley brothers have put pen to paper on a new permanent deal at Fratton Park, and we expect a huge squad overhaul. And there's also movement behind the scenes too. Here's to a completely fresh start in 2021-22. I must send a huge thanks to absolutely everyone for tuning in, not just this evening, but throughout the entire season. Thank you to each and every one of my guests here on the Football Hour since August, and of course, Stagecoach across the South. Cheers to Mason Jordan and Tom Atkins for making all of the Pompey coverage tick this season, as well as to Connor Mosley too. But from myself and on behalf of Liam and Ryan, we sincerely thank you for all of your support throughout the entire season, and we really, really do hope to see you next season, not just here on the radio, but in some capacity at Fratton Park. Have a great summer, Pompey fans. Take care, and until July, play at Pompey.